Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amarin, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
Greetings, Chiefs fans from Dozer Park here in downtown Peoria. We are getting set for game four of our series between our Chiefs and the South Bend Cubs. Peoria comes into tonight's contest a record of 33-51, 5-13 in the second half. South Bend now 12 games over 500 overall at 48-36, 10 over the 500 plateau in half number two of the 2022 season. Let's break down things by the numbers for the Chiefs. Their current losing streak now sits at five games after a 5-1 loss last night. South Bend did only have six hits, and the Chiefs pitching, credit to the bullpen, Nathaniel Heredia and Gianluca Delatri, they combined to go four innings of shutout baseball. It was Austin Love who soaked up the loss last night after allowing five runs over five innings pitched. Chiefs' home record now sits at 20-25 on the season, and when they score 0-2 runs in a season, they are now 2-29. When they allow 3-5, they're 10-18. That's what they did last night, and of course that 5-1 loss. The South Bend batting average, want to get this out of the way while we're talking numbers, .257 as a club. That leads the Midwest League. They came into the week with an average of .254 as a team. That has risen 3 points in three games as a club. Now that just shows what kind of firepower offensively South Bend has brought to Dozer Park this week. Offensively, though, for the Chiefs, L.J. Jones, he now finds himself near the top of the leaderboard in every offensive category among Chiefs hitters after the call-up from Jacob Buschberger today to Springfield. L.J. leads the team in batting average of .271, total hits at 59, total bases with 102, doubles with 22, home runs with 7, he hit another one last night, and RBIs with 32. He will be asked to carry the load offensively for the foreseeable future and trying to continue his success here against South Bend tonight. He's hitting .292, L.J. is at Dozer Park this year, and he's slugging north of .500. But they'll need a little bit more help from just L.J. Jones if they want to try and take down South Bend, who's now 14-1 against our Chiefs this year. Peoria 1-14, that's what I was going to say. But South Bend, they have dominated the season series. 14 of 15 games they have won against Peoria this year, who are rebranded tonight, by the way, as the Orange Barrels for the second time this year. We still have some fans filing in to Dozer Park as we speak. We are getting moments away, set for game four from Peoria. In return, we'll give you lineups, look at the pitching matchup tonight from Dozer Park, and more on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com. There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Chiefs pregame show rolls along. downtown Peoria here in the booth at Dozer Park. Chiefs and Cubs getting set for game 4 of 6 this week. As we head towards the weekend, let's give you a look at our starting pitching matchup tonight. For the Chiefs, it's the right-hander Zane Mills, a 1-5 record, a 5.18 ERA this season. Right-hander out of Portland, Oregon, is making a... here, Peoria Chiefs pregame show. We apologize for the technical difficulties here and a little bit of a slippage on our soundboard here. We are restored and ready to go. As we were saying, the right-hander Zane Mills will be making the start for Peoria tonight. His last outing came on July the 9th against Beloit. He took the loss in that contest, went 5 2/3, gave up 4 runs on 13 hits. That was a game in which the Skycarp exploded offensively. They had 18 hits in the ballgame, but 16 of those were singles, and 13 of them came off of the right-hander Mills. He walked 1 in that game, struck out 3. He will look to rebound tonight against a very good Cubs lineup that looks a little bit differently. We'll get to that in just a moment. Manuel Espinoza gets the nod for the Cubs tonight. 5'11", 150 pounds. Very small figure on the mound, but boy, does he throw hard. He packs a punch out there on the hill. His last outing also came on the same day as Zane Mills' did on the 9th against Wisconsin. He took the loss. An inning and a third. 7 runs, only 4 earned, though, on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts in that ball game. So Espinoza will get the go against the Chiefs tonight. Let's take a look at the lineups brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Chiefs 33-51 entering action tonight. Todd Lott leads it off in right field. Brady Whalen, the first baseman, bats second. L.J. Jones, the DH, hits third. Osvaldo Tobalin getting a start tonight after making a pinch hit appearance late in the ballgame yesterday. He's at third base in the cleanup spot. Tyler Reichenborn out at left. He bats fifth. Carlos Soto behind the plate doing the catching, hitting sixth. Ramon Mendoza, the shortstop, bats seventh. Noah Mendlinger at second base hits eighth. And Tommy Jew, the center fielder, rounds up the 9 with Zane Mills on the mound. South Bend, 48-36, the record entering action tonight. Jordan Wogu, the center fielder, leads it off. Of course, you've recognized the name Pete Crow Armstrong in that spot all week. He has left the ball club to head out to Los Angeles to play in the Futures game tomorrow night, so he will not be here for the rest of this series. Fabian Pertus, the shortstop, will hit second. Yohendrick Piñango, the left fielder, bats third. Owen Casey, the right fielder, in the cleanup spot. Luis Verdugo at third base hits fifth. Casey Opitz behind the plate doing the catching. He's tonight's hearty strikeout batter. Jonathan Sierra, the DH, will hit seventh. B.J. Murray, the switch-hitting first baseman, bats eighth. And Yason Santana, the second baseman, will round out the 9 for Manuel Espinoza on the bump for the Cubs. When we return, we'll have scores from around the Cardinals organization last night, plus a look at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. All that and more to come. First pitch to follow right here at Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the 9th, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Chiefs pregame show getting set to wrap it up in just a moment. Chiefs getting set to take the field game 4 against the South Bend Cubs. Let's give you some scores from around the organization last night. We'll start on the farm. Palm Beach 7-5 winners over Lakeland. Springfield a 13-5 thumping over Tulsa. Memphis put up 19 in a 19-4 win over Nashville. And the big club was shut out 4-0 at the hands of the LA Dodgers at Busch Stadium. Those are some looks from around the organization last night. Now let's check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard here in the Midwest League. Top five, West Michigan leading the Timber Rattlers 3-0 in the top of the fifth. Dayton and Lake County 2-0. It is the host, Lake County, on top, bottom of the second inning there. Cedar Rapids and Beloit scoreless. They get set to get underway in just a minute after a short delay. Lansing and Fort Wayne also in a delay, as well as Great Lakes and Quad City. Some other nature playing a big role in the start of a lot of these ball games around the Midwest League tonight. We will have baseball in just a couple of moments. The tarp was on the field earlier. It is off now. We have stayed dry throughout the afternoon, and first pitch is set to come your way after this break. Cody Schindler will join you for first pitch following these words right here at Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a SethQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SethQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Downtown Peoria, Illinois, we are just moments away from first pitch. Our Peoria Chiefs wearing their specialty Peoria Orange Barrels jerseys this evening. We're dressed like a traffic cone out there, hosting the 48-36 South Bend Cubs. South Bend 14-4 in the second half, the Chiefs 5-13. Zane Mills, a right-hander on the bump for our Chiefs. He's 1-5 on the year. With a 5-1-8, he was fantastic in his only start against the South Bend club. Seven innings of one-run baseball. Here's the lineup that he will face. Wogu, Pertuz, Pinyanco at the top. Casey Verdugo, Opitz in the middle. Sierra Murray and Santana round things out. First pitch of the ball game at 6:37. Fouled away left side. Count nothing and one. Mills, a quick-working sinker baller. The next pitch is swung on and missed to make it nothing and two. Mostly sinker slider. He'll flirt with a changeup as well from time to time. Quickly the 0-2. Wogu drives the ball to right field. Lott going back. Now camping. He's got it. Just shy of the track. One away. The number to know here in the early going is 11. That's how many first inning runs the Cubs have scored through the first three games of this series. Good start for Mills. First pitch to Pertuz. Misses inside ball one. Give you the Chiefs defensively in just a moment. Here's the 1-0. Slider strike to even the count. Rankinborn, Jew, and Lott, left center and right. Tobelin, Mendoza, Menlinger, and Whalen from third to first on the infield. As Mills gets a swing and a miss to make it 1-2. He's throwing tonight to the catcher, Carlos Soto. Right-hander Mills, his next pitch is hit towards the hole on the right side. Menlinger got a glove on it, bobbled, and he's safe. An infield hit. Now Pinyanco, the batter. Here's the first pitch to Pinyanco, and he drives the ball the other way, deep left. Rankinborn is back, and it's going a home run. Two-run homer, Yohendrik Pinyanco. Three batters in tonight. It's 2-0 South Bend. Opposite field blast. Here's Casey now. Left-handed swinger, Mills to the plate. First pitch is wide, ball one. Here comes the next offering. It's a strike called on the inside edge, ball and a strike. away in the inning. The next pitch, an awkward cut. Count 1 and 2. We'll give you our game time temperature in just a moment. Here comes the next delivery. A wave and a miss. Casey chased a dirt ball. He punches out 2 away. First punch out of the night for Zane Mills. Here's Luis Verdugo. First pitch, a strike called. 0-1. 79 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Brought to you all year long by Standard Heating and Cooling. They've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. One pitch misses down and away, a ball and a strike. Cubs have certainly made us uncomfortable in this series. Another first inning outburst. One pitch misses down and away, 2 balls and a strike. Verdugo in the driver's seat. Next pitch to him, that one down and away, 3 balls and a strike. Hitters count. The next pitch from Mills is a high chopper towards third. Tovalin gloves, slings it across the diamond in time, and that's that. 2 runs across, damage done. 2-run blast from Johandrik Piñango. We're through a half. Cubs 2, Chiefs coming up. The Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
For South Bend, early 2-run cushion. He's 3-5 on the year with a 5.03. First pitch is fouled away by Todd Lott. Count nothing and one. Give you the Chiefs, give you the rest of the Chiefs lineup in just a moment. You know, Lott is the leadoff man. 1 strike pitch again fouled away, nearly the same spot. It's nothing and two. Lott, Waylon Jones at the top. Tovalin, Reichenborn, Soto in the middle. Mendoza, Mendlinger, Jew round things out. Now the 0-2, a slow curveball, tapped foul to the left of Peoria skipper Patrick Anderson. His first season. Count remains nothing and two. The next pitch, a ground ball to short. Pertus down to a knee to field. Throws across the diamond, one away. Cubs defensively, Piñango hit a 2-run blast to left in the top half of the inning. Bats, or rather plays left. Wogu is in center, Casey in right. Verdugo, Pertus, Santana, and Murray from third to first on the infield. Opitz catching for Espinoza, who gets ahead with strike one. Here There's the next one home. A high chopper to second. Santana waits back and gets the big hop. Fires to first, two quick outs. Here comes L.J. Jones, the batter now. Mention the Chiefs wearing their specialty orange barrels jerseys. White and orange tops, home white pants. Cubs wearing their alternate blue tops, traveling gray bottoms. First pitch to Jones, missed outside, ball one. LJ, team leader in just about every offensive category. Following the call up to Jacob Buschberger, it was announced earlier today. Jones is able to foul off the 1-0 pitch, count even at one. But Buschberger promoted, there was no corresponding move. Now the 1-1 from Espinoza, took something off. Swing and a miss, it's 1-2. Jones asked for time after that swing, just trying to readjust, recalibrate it. From the line, the 2-2, a breaking ball in the dirt. That fills it, three balls and two strikes. Espinoza looking for a quick 1-2-3 first. His payoff pitch is swung on and missed. Jones chased one out of the zone. We're through one. 2-0 South Bend on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Top of the second, 2-0 South Bend. First pitch to Casey Opitz, up and in, ball one. Pretty easy take that time. Mills, a quick working right-hander, responds with a strike called. It's 1-1. Battled raindrops earlier today. It's a foul left side. It's 1-2. Really battled rain up until, what, about 2 o'clock Central Time? Ripped the tarp off. Field's in great shape. 1-2 delivery to Opitz. Misses high. Two balls and two strikes. Cubs with a pair of runs in the first on a two-run blast from Yohendrick Piñango. On the 2-2, it misses wide. Three balls and two strikes. Mills, payoff pitch, high for a ball. Leadoff walk to begin the second. Mention that Jacob Buschberger was promoted today on the Peoria side of things. A pair of pitchers promoted in the Cup system, and I think I speak for all Chiefs fans when I say happy trails. Jordan Wicks, DJ Hers, routed to their double-A club at Tennessee. Here's a shot on the ground towards second. They get one, and they get two, a double play. Menlinger, Mendoza, Whalen, 4-6-3. Just like that, two out in the second. That'll play. That's Zane Mills' M.O. Ground balls. Double plays. Jay Murray fouls away right side. Count nothing and one. Here's the next one home. Murray out in front. Taps it slowly, foul to the right side. Quickly 0-2. Mills looking to face the minimum here in the second. Next pitch, a jam shot floater, foul over the netting, and lands amongst the people. Mills from the wind, way ahead. 0-2 delivery, misses down and in. One ball and two strikes. Right-hander back to work. His next pitch is floated over the infield and dunks into right, a base knock. Third hit for South Bend. Now with two outs, here comes the number nine batter, Yason Santana. Here's the first one. In the dirt for a ball wide, it's 1-0. Santana, 260 the batting average, no homers, 12 runs driven in. Not known for his pop. Got a couple of bunt hits last time we saw him in June. Here's a swing and a chopper towards second. Menlinger gloves and takes it to the bag unassisted. That ends the inning. Zane Mills, a scoreless second, worked around a leadoff walk. We're through 1.5. 2-0. South Bend, Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by Made Fresh In-House A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Cody Schindler back with you as we get ready to go here at the bottom of the second. Osvaldo Tovelin will lead things off for the Chiefs. First pitch to the left-handed swinger. Misses high and wide for ball one. Late kick and the next pitch fouled straight back. It was online for our booth, just didn't quite have the trajectory. Will Espinoza, the South Bend starter, worked a perfect first inning. Here's his 1-1. Over below, two balls and a strike. Clyburn Rondon, our home plate umpire this evening. Jarrett Mullman is on the bases. Here's the 2-1, a swing and a high fly to left. Piñango has eyes on it. He makes the head-high grab, one away. Really dig these Orange Barrels jerseys. Really started as a 2020 project. Of course, the season was canceled. But the plan for 2020 was to shut down the main thoroughfare through downtown. Mike had borne a swing and a miss, count 0-1. The Murray Baker Bridge, which would carry folks from Peoria to East Peoria and beyond. I-74 runs right through downtown Peoria. Here's a slow tapper off the bat of Reichenborn. Espinoza off the mound. His throw to first is late. It's an infield hit for Reichenborn. Tough play for a right-handed pitcher who's falling off towards the first base line. Chiefs have their first knock. Now Carlos Soto, the batter. Finish the thought, the idea of closing the Murray Baker Bridge. Soto takes wine for ball one. Obviously, it would have put a lot of Central Illinoisans. They would have had to go out of their way, right? Would have to take an alternative route to get from point A to point B. So we thought it'd be a clever little jab. Just about everyone would deal with that on a daily or certainly a weekly basis. Soto misses wide. It's 2-0. Season was canceled. 2021 kind of just hang on by the bootstraps. But in 2022, 3-4 years in the making, they've made their debut. It's a 2-0 swing and a foul off the bat of Soto. Two balls and a strike on the Chiefs catcher. Does have three homers on the year. Hitting 191 in the batting average. Reichenborn measures a decent lead off of first. 2-1 to Soto. A slow breaker stayed high. Three balls and a strike. Reichenborn perfect in the stolen base department this year. 13 for 13. The Chiefs have led the league pretty much for the entire season in that category. 127 swipes as a team. Espinoza, he's aware of it. Picks over to first, but Reichenborn back with a head first dive. Soto, meanwhile, he's in a hitter's count. Just trying to pick on one here and see what you can do. Espinoza rests the glove belt high. Here's his pitch. It's high for ball four. Two on, one gone. Here comes Ramon Mendoza, who had their number back in June. He hit 421. Over the course of that six-game series against South Bend. She's trying to answer. Espinoza again misses high with that breaking pitch, a slow curve at 72. Hasn't had the feel for it all of a sudden. Want to know the count on Mendoza? Here's the next delivery. It's hit hard on the ground towards short. Little bobble by Pertuz. Now he fires to first, and it's late. That will fill the sacks for Noah Mendlinger. Looked like a tailor-made double play off the bat, but Pertuz, an E6, 87th error committed by South Bend this year. If the Chiefs can take advantage. Or Menlinger sees a pitch. Time called at the plate. Menlinger hit his first professional home run on Sunday. How about his second one? To be determined. His first pitch is hit on the ground towards second. They'll try it again. 4-6-3. They rack it up. Everything turning up Cubs, not only this week, but this season against our Chiefs. We're off to the third, 2-0 South Bend on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Top of the Cubs order two here in the third, already up by a pair. Jordan Wogu lifts the first pitch in the air to right. He will fly out to Todd Lott for the second time in as many ABs. One pitch, one out for Zane Mills. Mills trying to settle in. He's been certainly more good than bad as of late. He did get knocked around against Beloit on July 9th. First pitch to Pertuz misses low for ball one. 5 2/3 innings, 13 hits. But he only gave up 4 runs. Good changeup and Pertuz on front. Count 1-1. We're in the top of the third here from Peoria. Pertuz fouls it away. It's 1-2. So if you follow the Chiefs on Twitter, obviously you could guess our handle, Peoria Chiefs on Twitter, Instagram. Of course, we're on Facebook. Favorite place for your distant uncle to post his thoughts on what's going on in the world. 1-2 pitch misses wide. 2 balls and 2 strikes. We shared a time-lapse video of our front office staff pulling the tarp off the field. Two's fouls off his front foot. Obviously, it's, what, about a 5 to 10 minute process? 10 minutes, taking the tarp off the field. But obviously, we were really scooting in this time-lapse video. And please go watch it for yourself. We looked like, remember, Wii Sports? Was that the game that you played on the Wii? And the players would just kind of jump around on the screen? That's what we looked like. Truce takes high and a count full 3-2. So It brings me to wonder, do folks out there still play the Wii? Tuesday, another swing and a foul towards his own dugout. It remains 3-2. Is the Wii popular? Has it lost steam? Do they even produce them anymore? I don't know. 3-2 pitch. Here's a jam shot floater in the left. This could be a double with Reichenborn. Credit him. He was able to track it down quickly and hold Pertuz to a one-out single. One-on-one gone. Here's Pinyango now. His 12th homer in the first. There goes Pertuz. The pitch is inside for a ball. The throw to second in time to get him. What a seed from Carlos Soto. Addy races Pertuz 2-6 on the caught stealing. Just like that, 2 outs, bases empty. 1-0 the count on Pinyango. Soto was calling for that ball up. Time was called before the pitch. See where they go now. 1-0 the count. Mills home. This is downstairs. 2 balls and no strikes. Here's the next one. A swing and a pop-up on the infield. The shortstop, Mendoza. He makes the grab. And that's that. Mills gets a little bit of revenge. He retires Pinyango, the infield pop. Right-hander trying to give his team a chance in this one. Head to the bottom of the third inning. 2-0 South Bend on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Ready to go here in the home half of the third. 2-0 Cubs. Tommy Jew, the leadoff batter. If it's fair, the Chiefs are on the board, and it is foul. A long strike one off the bat of Tommy Jew. Would have been his third homer of the year. One strike. Next pitch from Espinoza misses down and away, 1-1. Tommy hit that ball out of sight. Espinoza working from the wind. His next offering, low and away. It's 2-1. Tommy right at 180 on the year. That's his batting average. Spits on one in the dirt. And three straight misses after that long foul ball. I don't blame Espinoza. Tread lightly. 3-1 delivery. That one's outside, too. Ball four. Leadoff man aboard for the first time tonight. Now Lott, the batter now. Todd grounded out to begin the home half of the first. 2-0 South Bend. We're in the bottom of the third. Overcast skies. Should be in the clear for the next few hours. Lott gets jammed and floats one down the left field line. This will fall foul in the Cubs bullpen. Lott from Jacksonville, Florida. Comes from a football family. Yes, he is related to the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Ronnie Lott. 1-1, a swing and a foul back onto the roof of the facility. 0-2. Game 4 of 6. Meaning 16 of 18 between these two foes. Home tomorrow night, 6:35, and a day game on Sunday. Here's a two-strike swing and a drive into left center. It's down for a hit. Ju, who is running with the pitch, goes first to third. Now the throw to the plate misses the cutoff man, and Tommy scores all the way from first. 2-1. South Bend. We cut it in half just like that. Now Wayland digs in. Wayland, a left-handed batter. First pitch, curveball drops in. It's 0-1. Lott, he's been the team's leadoff batter since Mike Antico's promotion. 0-1 Bender is in the dirt, a ball and a strike. She's just trying to hang around and keep this interesting, right? They haven't been able to do that much of the series. 1-1 pitch misses high, 2-1. Now the next pitch to Wayland. Foul at the plate. In and out of the glove of Opitz. And the count 2-2. Still nobody out in the inning. Walk, double, a run scored. Spinoza home. This is up and in, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Count full on the Chiefs first baseman. Lott measuring an aggressive lead off of second. Payoff pitch, Wayland broke his bat, floats it down the right field line. It will twist foul onto the berm. Need a new piece of lumber after that swing. I think he got it off the end. And that's usually not good. Decent contingent of folks here tonight. Large gathering in right field, the picnic area, wearing bright green shirts. Wayland takes low for ball 4. He works the walk. Lost a bat in the process, but he'll take the walk. Before L.J. Jones can step in, we'll have a meeting on the mound. Tony Coggle, their pitching coach. Haven't seen a ton of him. It's been mostly good for South Bend in this series. International tonight, they outscored us 22-2 through the first three games. Meeting has dispersed. Jones, he's dangerous, right? Seven home runs. Already homered in this series. Hit a couple on the homestand. There's the first pitch to Jones. It misses high and wide for ball one. Chiefs looking for a crooked number of their own. Jones waves and misses at a bad one. The count 1-1. LJ punched out in the first. Count 1-1. Lott at second. He drove in a run. Whalen at first. Here's a 1-1. Jones gets jammed and skies one in the shallow left. Piñango getting behind it. He makes the catch. Runners will stay put. One out. Tovalin, the batter now. Osvaldo skied to left in his first at bat. Chiefs have not yet led in this series. Tovalin trying to change it with that swing. He fouls it straight back. Had a good pass at it. Somebody made a nice catch down there, apparently, on the foul ricochet. It's out of my sight line. Two on, one gone. One strike on Tovalin. From the stretch, Espinoza home. And it missed high, 1-1. We are back up and running on MILB TV. Tovalin fouls one into the mitt. A little foul tip. Count 1-2. You lost us there for a few minutes. Did not see that first Chiefs run. Todd Lott, the man behind it. Here's a pop-up foul behind home plate. Opitz, he makes the play without any drama. Two outs in the inning. Lott, a line drive base hit into left center. Tommy Jew is running with the pitch. Made it first to third with ease. He got a late green light from Patrick Anderson. And the throw to home plate missed the cutoff men. So it just rolled back into the middle of the infield. Jew then able to score easily to plate Peoria's first run. Tyler Reichenborn takes inside ball one. Reichenborn, an infield hit in his first AB. Had one of the more impressive on-base streaks of anybody in the Midwest League this season. A 26-gamer. 1-0 serve. That one missed down. Two balls and no strikes. Lights are on here at Dozer Park. Starting to take an effect. Gray clouds overhead tonight. An overcast evening. Now the 2-0. Reichenborn fouls it away right side. The flags atop the flagpole in left center. Not really moving. Ballpark playing pretty true tonight. First inning homer from Yohendrick Piñango was the Cubs offense to this point. 2-1 pitch inside, 3-1. Hitters count. See if Frankenborn can drive the ball here. Espinoza deals. And it's upstairs for 4. Bases are now loaded for Carlos Soto, a right-hander working with some pace down in the South Bend bullpen, by the way. Where's number 24? That's Jared Wright. Started the year with their single-A club in Myrtle Beach. We have not yet seen him this season. Espinoza worked himself into some trouble in the second. Peoria loaded the bases with one out. Noah Menlinger grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. Carlos Soto, the batter. He's a guy with plenty of pop, but before he can step in, we have a stoppage for a rogue baseball out of the Cubs' pen. We're talking about band names last week, and are there any baseball terms that could fit as a band name? What about rogue baseball? Soto, a swing and a miss, count nothing and one. Lott at third, Whalen at second, Reichenborn at first. Chiefs already with one across in the inning. One more. Espinoza's 0-1. Off the outside edge, a ball and a strike. Tell you what, I've been really impressed with the two umpires in this series, Clyburn Rondon and Jared Molman. They've been all over it. 1-1 pitch. There's a strike on the inside edge. Move it to 1-2 on Soto, who walked in his first at-bat. He does display a keen eye up there. Can't get beat in the zone, but not a guy to extend said strike zone. 1-2 pitch, a slow tapper towards first. Backhanded by Murray, who flips to Espinoza covering, and that's that. Chiefs have loaded the bases in two of the three innings so far, but have just the one run. We go to the fourth. Brendan Howe will hop on. He will take the mic. What is a one-run contest on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank.
South Bend to the plate. 2-1 our score from Dozier Park. A tight one as we roll to the top of the fourth. Zane Mills fires the first pitch to Owen Casey for 1. Mills, one of the quicker workers in the Chiefs rotation. Foul tip off the bat of Casey into the mitt for 2. He's 0-1 with a strikeout tonight. Looks like he may have chipped his bat. No, he just wanted some extra pine tar on there. Casey to be followed by Luis Verdugo and Casey Opitz in the inning. Mills swing and a miss. I'm over the top of that one there. One ball and two strikes. Big cut that time from Casey. Sends this one on a line to center field, chasing Tommy Jew back, and he reaches up to make the catch. Twisting and turning. Went Tommy to put that one away. I'll bring up Luis Verdugo now. Awkward read off the bat from Tommy Jew. Of course, that's the hardest ball for a center fielder to judge, right? That ball hit right at you. Started back, looking over his right shoulder, had to twist and turn, ultimately made the catch on the back pedal as a slider that missed from Zane Mills. One ball and no strikes to start out Verdugo, who's 0-for-1, bounced to third his first time. Fastball low and outside, two balls, no strikes now. It's almost impressive how quick Zane Mills is to the plate. He gets the ball, he's ready to go. Here's the 2-0. It's a bouncer foul toward the Cubs on deck area, 2-1. The pitch clock starts, of course, at 14 seconds with no runners on base. And Mills gets the ball, and he's usually ready to throw it into the windup by the 10-second mark. 2-1. That pitch glides over the corner, 2-2. Of course, the batter doesn't even have to be ready by 9 seconds, and Mills is already set and ready to throw before that mark as the 2-2 is skied in the air to left. Reichenborn after this one. He's got a read on it to haul it in for the second out. Two up, two down now for Casey Opitz. Cubs owners of a one-run lead to this point in the ballgame. Top of the fourth is where we sit right now. If you're just tuning in, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, Brendan Howe here with you through the middle innings tonight. Opitz worked a walk his first time. Sends this one on a line down the right field side and foul as it ricochets off the wall by the Peoria bullpen. Nothing in one. Mills ready to rock and deal. A one pitch misses downstairs. One ball, one strike. The off-speed pitch couldn't nibble at the bottom of the zone. Trying to work a breezy top of the fourth. 1-1 pitch. Popped up shallow left center field. Drifting after it is Jew and Reichenborn in the alley. It'll be Reichenborn to make the catch and retire the sign. Three up, three down, three flyouts for Zane Mills. Gets the Chiefs back to the plate, trailing a tally here. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Our score as we bring it back to Dozer Park. Downtown Peoria 2-1 our score. Cubs on top of our Chiefs. Home half of the inning, Ramon Mendoza, Noah Menlinger, Tommy Jew due up for Peoria. Bottom third of the order. First pitch swinging for Mendoza, pops it foul. Up and off to the right out of play. Still starters game here as we dig into the home half of the fourth. Manuel Espinoza still rolling strong for South Bend. A one pitch. Finds the knees for a strike 0-2 on Mendoza. Right-hander ready, 0-2. Missed inside. One ball, two strikes. Good take for Mendoza on a pitch down and in. Bottom of the order trying to start something for the Chiefs. 1-2. Poked off the end of the bat down the right field line and foul to the Chiefs' pen and up onto the berm. Chiefs brought seven to hit in the third. They played it just one. They've stranded the bases loaded twice already tonight. They did it in the second and again in the third. 1-2, Mendoza looking for something to drive. He can't find it. Swing and a miss, strike three. Second punch out of the night for Espinoza. That'll bring up Noah Menlinger now. Hit into a 4-6-3 double play to end the second inning in his last time up. Saw just one pitch from Espinoza. Here's the second. It's a fastball popped up left side. That'll drift into the seats for strike one. The roster for South Bend looks a little bit different today. Had a couple of pitchers promoted, both of whom we've seen in this series. 0-1 to Menlinger. High and tight for a ball. Evens the count 1-1. Jordan Wicks has been promoted to AA, as well as the man we saw last night, DJ Herbs. 1-1 pitch missed downstairs. Two balls and a strike as Menlinger moves in front. Doesn't seem to matter who South Bend plugs into the rotation or the lineup. They just continue to find ways to win. Fastball missed high, 3-1. It's been rather impressive for South Bend on their way to a 10-game over 500 mark entering action tonight. 3-1. High and away for ball four. Menlinger works a one-out walk. That'll bring up Tommy Jew, who also drew a free pass his first time up. Then came around to score. The Todd Lott base hit. So now in steps Tommy. Sent a long foul ball down the left field line for strike one his first time up. Squares to bunt here. Takes a look at a strike on the outside corner anyway as he pulled the barrel back. Left side of the infield for South Bend shaded a bit toward the third base side of things. Here's the 0-1. Tommy squaring to bunt again. Drops it down just in front of the plate. The throw to first is in time for the out. Up to second base moves Menlinger as the catcher O'Pitts popped out from the crouch to corral the ball and send it on down to Murray at first. 2-3 sacrifice works to perfection for Peoria. And with two outs, that'll bring up Todd Lott. I think Tommy might have wanted to push that one a little bit further down the third baseline. It was dropped maybe about 6 inches or so in front of the front line of chalk on the right-handed batter's box where Todd Lott stands currently. Espinoza looks to second and fires home. Lott with a big swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Off-speed delivery at 84. Had Lott leaning at that one. 0-1 with Menlinger in scoring position at second. Espinoza pauses. Now the 0-1. Lott looks at that one knee-high for a strike. Quickly 0-2. Espinoza not a huge strikeout guy. His season high is 9. That came against our Chiefs. That was back on May the 6th. 0-2 to Lott. Here it comes. Punches that one foul up and onto the roof here at Dozier Park to stay alive. The next two highest totals was 7 June the 2nd against Dayton, and then he did one worse, six a couple of times. Once against Great Lakes, the other against Beloit. Other than that, he hasn't surpassed more than five in any outing. He's got two of them here tonight and two strikes on Todd Lott. Next one home. Lott swings and pops this one up into shallow right field. Drifting on is Casey. Looking up into the Peoria dusk sky and makes the catch. That ends the inning. Peoria strands a base runner after the Mendlinger walk. They still trail it by a run. 2-1 South Bend. We go to the fifth. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
South Bend back to the plate, top of the fifth. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network 2-1 our score. South Bend on top in this ballgame, 2-1, game four of our series. Zane Mills back to work. First pitch, a fastball, called a strike in the outside corner to begin things against Jonathan Sierra. Cubs DH tonight, bottom third of the South Bend order, due up here in the inning. Inside out swing, pops it foul right side. Nothing at two. B.J. Murray, Jason Santana also set to swing in the top of the fifth. 0-2 from Mills. Breaking ball, trying to put him away at the bottom of the zone. Missed with that one. One ball and two strikes. Mills out of the wind. Rocks and deals a 1-2. Fastball spiked in the dirt. Mills, after allowing the two-run homer to Pinyango, has since settled down. Next two-strike pitch, that one's up high, and the count goes full. It was a base hit from Fabian Pertuz, and then the two-run blast, and since then he's allowed just three base runners, but he's been able to work around it, make it four now, after he loses Sierra on ball four. I'm going to bring up B.J. Murray, and while we have a moment, we have a special request for a happy birthday shout-out to Jessa from Gary and everybody else here at the Peoria Chiefs. Hope you're having a special celebration here tonight. Murray into the box. First pitch breaking ball missed outside. 1-0. Cubs with a base runner on here. Nobody out. Top of the fifth. If you're just joining us, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Brendan Howe here with you through the middle innings this evening. Game four for our Chiefs-Cubs series. Next pitch finds the corner. One ball, one strike. Mills working east and west to Murray, who singled his first time back in the second. Low hold with the bat, a little bit of a waggle. Mills is set at the chest, 1-1 pitch, ground ball towards second base. Mendlinger shuffles to his left to second base for one. On to first, a double play. That's another one spun by the Chiefs, second of the night, 4-6-3. That leadoff walk quickly erased, and I'll bring up Jason Santana. for an assisted fielder's choice. And his first time up. Second time seeing Mills. First pitch. Thought about going around. He did not hold the barrel back in time. So strike one, according to home plate umpire Clyburn Rondon. And in a one offering. Slow roller to third. Gloved by Tovely. Shuffles onto the grass. Fires across in time. And the inning is over. So despite the leadoff walk, Zane Mills, he faces the minimum in the fifth. Chiefs trailing it by a run here at home. 2-1 our score. Cubs on top from Dozer Park. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time. And it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Five, we're halfway done from Dozer Park, but a lot of baseball still left to be played. Chiefs trail by a run as they come to the plate. Brady Whalen set to lead it off. First pitch, a called strike on the inside corner. We have a Julie call to the bullpen. To begin this inning for the Cubs, it's the right-hander Jared Wright is on. Drops a breaking ball a little bit low. 1-1 to Mr. Whalen, who grounded out to second base in the first, drew a walk in the third. Manuel Espinoza's night comes to an end. We'll give you his final line in just a moment as Whalen takes a strike low in the zone, 1-2. Right worker with some pace. Lifts and fires on 1-2. Whalen swats it foul down the left field line to the Cubs' pen. Right 6'3", 205 out of Arlington, Tennessee. Played his college ball at Southern Miss. First time we've seen him make an appearance in this series. Cubs feature a deep bullpen. 1-2 to Whalen. Line drive right center field. That's down for a base hit. Whalen will hit the bag at first and turn the Jets on for two. Here comes the throw. It's late. And Whalen's got himself a leadoff double. A hustle double from Brady Whalen to set the table. I'll bring up L.J. Jones. Third hit of the ball game for the Chiefs. Now L.J. now with an opportunity. He's 0 for 2 tonight. A strikeout and a fly out to left. Has a chance here with a runner in scoring position. First one from right. Jones swings, cracks this one. Chiefs are in front. Another home run from L.J. Jones. Three to two. On the first pitch he sees from Mr. Wright, he sends a 107-mile-an-hour bullet to left field. And the Chiefs have their first lead of the series. Number 8 on the year for Jones. RBIs 33 and 34. And here is Osvaldo Tobolin. So how about that for a rally starter? As Tobolin looks at one outside. Whalen quite literally set the table, and Jones feasted on that fastball as Tobolin punches one through up the middle, and that's a base hit. Three straight knocks for the Chiefs to start off the bottom of the fifth. They're a triple sigh of the cycle in this inning. Easy for me to say. Triple shy of the cycle. Saying that three times fast. Here's Tyler Reichenborn. Reichenborn's been up twice, been on twice. Single was left at third in the second, walked in the third. First pitch from right. Reichenborn swings and bloops this one right side into foul ground. The first baseman Murray's over to corral that one, and there's one down. In steps Carlos Soto here. Soto also drew a walk in the second inning. Rolled one over to first base in the third. Tobolin a modest lead off the bag. First pitch to Soto is down in the dirt for ball one. Chiefs are dressed in their orange barrels jerseys tonight. Typically when you see an actual orange barrel on a highway or freeway or any such place that you can operate a motor vehicle, they indicate caution. Somebody should have told the Cubs to proceed with caution here in the fifth inning as the Chiefs have let loose. Two balls and no strikes here on Soto. Right set, slide step home. Soto sends this one down the left field side. Pinyango racing toward the line in foul ground. He won't get there, and it falls for strike one. Inning started with a double from Brady Whalen, a hustle double into the alley in short right center field. And then L.J. Jones stepped in, and he launched his eighth home run of the year. Give the Chiefs the lead here in this fifth frame. So no doubter. 2-1. Soto punches this one toward the South Bend dugout on the ground foul. 2-2. Lines to this point, 2 runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Cubs. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Chiefs. This inning signals the first time that Peoria has led in the series. 2-2 to Soto. Fastball rides away. Count to the brim now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. We got so excited by how this inning started, we hadn't even given you numbers on either the starter Espinoza nor the reliever Wright. So we will get to that momentarily. Here's the payoff pitch. Soto sends a chopper toward third base, charging the third baseman Verdugo, gloves and goes to second. Not in time. It pulled him off the bag. I believe Tobolin might have been safe on the slide at second base anyway. It was a close play, and now Cubs skipper wants a word. Lance Reimel is out to have a chat with Jared Muehlman. He is none too happy with that call. Lets him know about it. Short discussion, but he'll head back to the third base dugout now. A couple of men on for Ramon Mendoza. So Soto reaches on the fielder's choice. Tobolin to scoring position. Mendoza set to step in. Reached on an error his first time, struck out his second. Wright being forced to labor here. This bottom of the fifth. First one to Mendoza. Fastball on the corner for a strike, 0-1. Final line on the starter, Espinoza. A run over 4 innings, pair hits, 5 walks, and 2 strikeouts. The command was a little bit of an issue at times. Like we talked about earlier, Peoria has stranded the bases loaded twice already tonight. And they drew two walks in each of those innings. They made sure to capitalize here in the fifth, though, off the L.J. Jones two-run shot. Count 0-1 to Mendoza, the offering. Inside-out swing, a lofter down the right field line, and nobody will get to this one. Lance fouled by the mound in the Chiefs' bullpen. Nothing in two. Give you some figures on the year for Jared Wright, the reliever for South Bend. 19th appearance here tonight, a 1-0 record, a 3.27 ERA through 44 innings pitched. He's been rather solid for South Bend. In some hot water here, though. 0-2, Mendoza sends a high fly ball deep center field. Wogu ranging back, but he's got some room to step under this one and make the grab. Tobeline thought about tagging to head to third, but instead retreats to second base. And a loud second out off the bat of Mendoza to bring up Noah Menlinger. Sounded good off the bat, but it is very hard to hit one out to dead center field here at Dozier Park. The wind is blowing out toward left. I'm sure that helped out L.J. Jones's no-doubter. Not that it needed any. Here's Menlinger to stand in now. A 4-6-3 double play his first time. Walked and was left at second in the fourth. There he is once more in the fifth. Seventh man to hit in the frame with a couple of men on and two away. Pitch from right. Down and in for a ball. 1-0. 3-2. Chiefs lead. Picked up one run off the Todd Lott base hit in the third. That made it a 2-1 game. And then L.J. Jones left little doubt about who was in front here in this inning. Menlinger took a healthy hack and fouled that one off of the dish. May have gotten a piece of the catcher, O'Pitts. One ball, one strike. So L.J.'s now homered in back-to-back games. He sent his seventh over that left field wall last night. He's been feeling it. 1-1. Up high to Menlinger, two balls and a strike on a changeup. Looked like it slipped the grip of Wright. 2-1 the count. If you were with us in the pregame show, we talked about LJ quite a bit. Just what a month he's having. Here's a 2-1. That's up high at the letters. Three balls and a strike, so a good count for Menlinger. To pick one out. With Jacob Buschberger getting called up to Double A Springfield today. LJ moves into a team lead in almost every major offensive category. Here's a 3-1. Outside, ball four. Wright loses him. Second walk and back-to-back trips for Menlinger. And here's Tommy Ju, but not before we have a visit to the mound. Cubs pitching coach Tony Kogul is on his way out to have a word. Rest of the Cubs infield will join him. While we have a minute, take a look at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. A game's already gone final today. West Michigan took down Wisconsin 5-0. Well, that is at least solid news if you're a Cubs supporter. Wisconsin is on the heels of South Bend for first place in the West Division. Lake County 4-2 over Dayton in the bottom of the seventh as the Dragons trying to make a comeback. Cedar Rapids, Beloit knotted up 2-2 in the sixth. Lansing and Fort Wayne has now been postponed, as well as Great Lakes and Quad Cities. Those two games will be made up some point this weekend. So the base is loaded here once again for the Chiefs with two away. Tommy Ju will step in now. Tony Kogul exits stage left. Gives way to Tommy in the right-handed batter's box. Pitch from right. Finds the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Chiefs have Tobeline off of third. Soto at second. Menlinger, who just drew the walk at first. The 0-1 to Tommy. Punched in the air to shallow left center field. The shortstop Pertuz drifting backwards. Now the left fielder will call him off. It's Pinyango to charge in. Take charge and make the catch. The Chiefs lead the bases loaded again for the third time tonight. But they do take the lead. A two-run homer from L.J. Jones puts the orange barrels in front. 3-2 from Dozier Park, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Top six, Peoria with a cushion to sit on now. St. Mills with a run of support. It's 3-2. First pitch of the inning to start out Jordan Wogu. He's called a strike at the knees, nothing and one. Top of the South Bend lineup, Wogu, Pertuz, Pinyango. This one is chopped foul by the steps of the Cubs dugout for strike two. St. Mills, since that first inning, has really settled in, has not allowed a run since. 0-2 pitch on the corner, strike three, put him away. Got him looking at the changeup. Wogu's 0-3. Here's Fabian Pertuz. It's been pretty impressive with how Mills has been able to regain his composure and settle down and keep the Chiefs in this one. Pitch is fouled off the mask of Soto. Boy, that got a large chunk of the Chiefs' backstop there. Another home plate umpire, Clyburn Rondon, will give Soto a moment as he walks a new baseball out to Mills. Those ones are always tough. Soto is a tough customer. Shake that one off. Appears to be all right. Here comes an 0-1 for Mills as he rocks and deals. Swung on and blasted in the air to center field. Ranging after a Tommy Ju, a couple steps to his right. He's got that one for out number two. Two up, two down. Here comes Yohendrick Pinyango. So this could be the fourth inning in a row if Mills is able to set down Pinyango, in which he'd face the minimum. They wouldn't be true 1-2-3 innings, but he would get them in order. Back in the third, Fabian Pertuz did single. It was tossed out trying to swipe second base. The first one misses high to start out Pinyango. The fourth was a 1-2-3 inning with three flyouts, and then Sierra worked a walk in the fifth before being erased on a double play. 1-0 pitches popped straight back over the netting. Down onto the concourse, 1-1. Well, the Cubs have been able to get base runners, but Mills has done a better job working around that. 1-1 pitch off the end of the bat. Blooped foul up and onto the left side of the concourse. 1-2. That's been a lot of hard hit balls off of Mills. Of course, that home run, of course, sticks out. 1-2 pitch. In the air, left field. Rankinborn ranging after this one toward the line. Now into foul ground by the wall and makes the catch. Flips it to a fan, and Mills has another 1-2-3 frame. Chiefs lead it by a run, 3-2, as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Top of the order for the Chiefs, bottom six, looking to play add-on against South Bend. Jared Wright back to work. Back for more out of the South Bend bullpen. First pitch to Mr. Lott. Swing and a miss for a strike foul. Tipped it into the glove. First strike one. 3-2 our scores. We play the bottom of the sixth. Middle innings tonight from Dozier Park. Wright set delivers the 0-1. Lott swings and sends it high in the air into foul ground. The catcher, Pitts, and Murray ranging by the Chiefs' dugout. It'll be Murray to make the grab on the dirt. Current number one. Here comes Brady Whalen now. Whalen grounded out to second, walked and doubled and scored. He was the catalyst for that fifth inning in which the Chiefs took the lead. He set the table with a double for L.J. Jones and then hit his eighth home run of the year. Spalen looks at a strike, a slider, middle, nothing and one. Of course, the man of the hour is waiting on deck. See if Whalen can chalk something up here again as he fouls away the 0-1 left side. 0-2. Before that last double, Whalen had been 0 for his last 13, with the exception of reaching on a fielder's choice in a walk, which of course don't count as official at bats as the 0-2 is up and in. Look out. Whalen had to duck out of the way to avoid being plunked by that one above the shoulders. Ball and two strikes the count. Wright gets his sign set at the belt, lifts and fires a 1-2. It's up high again. Two balls, two strikes. That double from Whalen has certainly got to feel good. Get him back in a groove again. Two-strike pitch. Just able to get a piece and taps it to the backstop. Stays alive on a low heater at 90. Wright's not a guy that'll blow you away by any means. Usually sits right around 90, 91 with the fastball. And Whalen asks for time before the next 2-2 offering. Next one home from right. Whalen swings, sends a liner foul left side. Good battle being put up here by the Chiefs' first baseman. Forcing Wright to throw a lot of pitches out of the Cubs' bullpen. There is no action behind him down the left field line currently. This is his inning. 2-2. Whalen cuts and misses strike three. Wright took something off that time. Looks like perhaps maybe a changeup that fooled Whalen. He's gone for out number two. Here comes L.J. Jones.
Number 24, L.J.
feel like we're beating a dead horse by saying this, but Homer's last time up gave the Chiefs the lead, where we currently sit right now 3-2. Here's a worthy topic, though, when you haven't led in three games until tonight, as Jones takes the first one low and outside, a breaking ball. Jones is sporting a different bat tonight to go with the Orange Barrels jersey. It's an all-orange piece of lumber. 1-0. High with a fastball out of the hand of Wright, 2-0. No pine tar on it or anything. Looks fresh out of the box. It's got some tape near the bottom of the handle. That's it. Here's a 2-0. Jones takes a look at one on the outside corner. Nods to Clyburn Rondon as if to say, yeah, I agree with that one. Pinwheels the bat toward right. As he comes set at the belt. A breath. Now the 2-1. Breaking ball. Jones slaps this one right center field toward the wall. It is off the fence. Casey scoops it up in the alley. Jones digging for two. He's got himself a two-out double. He just continues to swing a hot bat. I bring up Osvaldo Tobolin. Jones has got his 23rd double of the year. That paces the club. Already own the team lead in that department coming into tonight, as well as home runs, batting average, RBIs, total bases, you name it. Basically, LJ Jones is at the top of all of those columns. Totally now with a runner in scoring position. Pitch from right. Bouncer right back to the mound. Wright sticks the glove up and hauls that one in. Cuts off some distance and underhands to first for the out. A 1-3 put out. That ends the inning. So the double from Jones goes by the wayside. Chiefs still lead it by a penny. It's 3-2 as we go to the seventh. The Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Owen Casey to lead it off for South Bend. Top of the seventh from downtown Peoria. 3-2 Chiefs in front. First pitch from Zane Mills. A slider that bends in for a strike. Nothing in one. Casey 0-2 tonight. Strikeout and a fly out to center field. Next one for Mills. That misses off the plate away. 1-1. What an impressive night for Zane Mills. Able to settle down after a first inning in which he allowed a pair of runs on a two-run home run from Yohendrick Pinyanga. 2-1 the count to Casey as last pitch missed down and away. Ready to fire on the 2-1. It's a grounder toward first base. Played on the back end by Whalen. He'll underhand to the covering Mills for the out. Good hustle by the pitcher to get over there and tag the back front number one. I'm going to bring up Luis Verdugo. Verdugo also 0-2, bounced to third, flew out to left. Zane Mills has had four consecutive innings. As Verdugo, big cut and a miss for strike one. Four consecutive innings for Mills in which he's faced the minimum. They haven't all been true 1-2-3 innings. Has been able to work around base runners, whether it's been runner caught stealing, a double play, something of the sort. A one pitch popped up right side into foul ground, ranging over his lot by the Chiefs' pen. He won't have a play. Nothing and 2-1 Verdugo, and that is awesome. That youngster was so fired up to get that baseball. He ran up the hill, all excited toward mom and dad. Look what I found. 0-2 for Mills. Fastball, couldn't put him away on the outside edge. One ball, two strikes. The joys of coming to a baseball game as a youngster. 1-2, half-hearted swing and a number down the first baseline, foul. There's nothing like starting him young, get him out to a game. You see those players out there on the field for the first time, and you think they're on top of the world. 1-2 pitch, wave and a miss, strike three. Down goes Verdugo for out number two. Bring up Casey O'Pitts. O'Pitts a walk and a flyout thus far tonight. Zane Mills just continues to mow him down. Looking to make it six consecutive 1-2-3 innings. Or rather, inning with a zero, I should say. First pitch is bounced foul, strike one. Would be pretty close to that number of six in terms of the 1-2-3 inning. It would be five in a row if he can retire O'Pitts. And I'm looking foolish there on that swing for strike two. But a changeup down and away. Mills into the line. Here's the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball missed away. So this game, the polar opposite of what we have seen from South Bend offensively. Here's a 1-2. Cut on and missed. Held on to by Soto for strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs for Mills. Ends the seventh. And a right-hander is looking sharp tonight. Is it the jersey? We don't know. Regardless, Chiefs lead it by a tally, 3-2, bottom seven. We stretch from Dozer Park. We are at Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Five, six, seven for the Chiefs. Seven. We're all stretched out and ready to roll for the rest of this ball game. Peoria out front by a run here at home in game four of the series. Tyler Regenborn sent to dig in from the right side to lead us off. And it's Jared Wright still on the bump. Third inning out of the pen. Fires high to start us off in the bottom of the seventh. Fastball high. 1-0. Oh. Eckenborn tonight, he's been up three times. He's reached twice, a base hit and a walk. Takes a look at one down and in there. Two balls, no strikes. Three runs on six hits for the Chiefs. The difference to this point in the game, an L.J. Jones home run, his eighth of the year. 2-0. Eckenborn swings, sends a warm burner towards second base. Up with it, Santana slings it across for out number one. 4-3 put out if you're scoring along with us at home. I'll bring up Carlos Soto. How often do folks do that anymore? Do they bring scorebooks to baseball games nowadays? Feels like every time that I'm at a ball game as a fan, you don't really see that too often. It's sort of a lost art now. Just on a trend to bring that back. Maybe I'll start it. Soto looks at a breaking ball down and in. 1-0. Never was too fond of that. You know, you're at the game to watch. Really, that should be what it's about. Soto punches this one left side. That'll be foul up onto the berm for a strike. 1-1, the count evens. You know, maybe bringing your own scorebook is crossing the line, right? If they hand out the scorecards, that's one thing, I suppose. 1-1 pitch home. Breaking ball in the dirt. Soto not even tempted to go after that one. Two balls and a strike. He's in front. By handing out the scorecards, you know, some ballparks don't give you a pen or a pencil to go with that, and that entices you to visit the team store, and then you buy a pen, and you know, that's how they get you. 2-1. That's up high. Fastball slipped out of the hand of Wright. Three balls and a strike now on Soto. There's a method to the madness a lot of the time. Here's a 3-1. Soto breaks his bat, pops this one up a mile high behind the dish. Catcher Opitz looking up into the lights and makes the catch. Two gone. Tough break for Soto, literally and figuratively there. I bring up Ramon Mendoza. So Wright looking to make it a 1-2-3 inning. Nearly did it in the bottom of the sixth if it weren't for an L.J. Jones double. Mendoza reached on an error, struck out, flew out to center. Takes a slider on the outside edge for a strike to begin things 0-1. Chiefs, if they can hang on down the stretch tonight, it'd be just their second win in the season series over the Cubs as Mendoza hits a number toward first base. A lot of spin on this one. Murray fields cleanly, flips to right, covering the bag, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Chiefs in the bottom of the seventh. Cody Schindler will be back on the mic. He'll take you the rest of the way tonight. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetView does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetView debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetView, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
exits after seven innings. Andre Granillo on. His first pitch misses low for ball one. Give you the numbers on Granillo in just a moment. 1-0 pitch to Jonathan Sierra is fouled back to make it 1-1. Granillo is 0-1 with a 4-3-0. 14 and two-thirds innings pitched. 13 hits, 9 runs, 7 earned, 9 walks to 18 Ks. 1-1 pitch to Sierra. He got in on his hands, and he rounded foul to the right of first. We had a quick-hitting rain shower in between innings. It sent many of folks scrambling to the concourse area for cover. 3-2, Chiefs lead here in the eighth. 1-2, misses low. Two balls and two strikes. Neo, late kick and the pitch. Here's a swing and a grounder. Again, foul just to the right of first. My goodness, Zane Mills, who's in line for his second career high A win, he gave up a homer to Yohendrick Piñango. Third AB of the game. And then zeros the rest of the way. 2-2 slider, tried to backdoor him, it missed outside. And that fills the count, three balls and two strikes. Granillo trying to set down Sierra. The payoff. Strike three called. Sierra thought it was down and in. Clyburn Rondon said it caught the bottom of the zone. Big out number one. And now that brings the switch batting Murray to the plate. We have our attendance figure this evening, 3,201. It's pitched to Murray. Good changeup. Swing and a miss. Count nothing and one. Field and outfield playing straight up. Granillo's next one. That one low. The count one ball and one strike. Chiefs looking to snap an eight-game losing skid at the hands of the South Bend Cubs. Hit it by a penny. Here's a wave and a miss. Murray out in front. The count one and two. Cubs with just four hits in this ball game, two of them in the first. Now a 1-2 and a swing and a miss. Murray thought he fouled that one off, or at least nicked it. Clyburn Rondon, not in agreeance. Two outs. Here's the number nine batter, Santana. Neo looking for a 1-2-3-8. The first pitch is fouled back towards a sweet level, a screamer. One strike on the speedy Santana. 97 at last heater from Granillo. He's feeling frisky. Next delivery. Misses upstairs for a ball. 1-1. Another 97 from Andre. Right-hander works with the 1-1. He gets a swing and a miss. Quick working right-hander, I should add. Now 1-2. The reliever trying to punch out the side here in the eighth inning. Neo has his sign from Soto, the 1-2. Way high. 98 from Granillo. We have not seen this from him yet this season. Seen plenty of 95 and 96. Next pitch misses wide, and that fills the count 3-2. Second full count of the inning. Got Sierra looking to kick off the frame. 3-2 Chiefs from the top of the eighth. Here's the 3-2. High for ball four. Santana aboard. That brings Wogu to the plate. He's been held hitless tonight. Pair of flyouts and a punch out. Santana could be a threat to run. Mention his speed. Meanwhile, a strike called to get Granillo ahead of Wogu. Assume he will be in center each of the next two nights. Pete Crow Armstrong will play in tomorrow's Futures game in L.A. 10 are not running. The one strike pitch is tying away, 1-1. Rain coming down at its hardest clip of the evening, and it's sending a lot of folks towards the concourse area. The 1-1, a check swing. Woku went around. Liburn Rondon, the home plate umpire, needed no assistance. Count 1-2, and rain just continues to pick up. Neo to the plate. Misses. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana, the runner at first. He's not measured a particularly aggressive lead. On the next pitch, a wave and a miss. Wogu punches out. Heading over. How about Andre Granillo? 3 punch-outs in the eighth. We go to the home hat. Chiefs looking to play add-on. 3-2 the score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. With family movie night at home, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Schindler back with you as we get ready to play in the bottom of the eighth. Chiefs nursing a one-run lead, 3-2 the score. L.J. Jones in line to be the hero. A 2-run go-ahead homer in the fifth. That's been the difference. Peoria sends Menlinger, Jew, and Lott to the plate. 8-9-1 in their order against the same right-hander, Jared Wright. Up in the pen. Looks like he'll get the eighth inning, barring anything unforeseen. Enlinger, left-handed swinger. The first pitch to him. A belt high strike, 0-1. Noah, 0-1 officially. He's walked twice. It's a one-strike delivery. Misses wide, 1-1. 2-4-1 for the Cubs, 3-6-0 for our Chiefs. 1-1 home. This is high and away, 2 balls and a strike. Right, 6-3-2-0-5, Arlington, Tennessee. Next pitch is a called strike, and look out. Now we got a downpour all of a sudden. Two and two, the next pitch. Menlinger skies one foul and out of play. And if there were folks sitting in the seats, they have now ventured for cover. 2-2, the pitch home. Swing and a foul back. Just a quick hitting shower, but doing its job at the moment. Folks are saturated down there. 2-2 pitch. That one missed wide. And the count full 3-2. We're going to have to close our window here, folks, as it starts to blow in on our equipment. Can't have that. 3-2 the count. Payoff pitch, here it is. High for ball four. Right. Threw that ball out of play, I assume. In a dry baseball is imperative in what is a one-run game. Jew, the batter now. Right-handed swinger. In between innings, Mike Reno, head groundskeeper here at Dozer Park, he hit some maintenance on the batter's boxes. Probably good timing as Jew bunts through a heater. It's 0-1. I'll tell you what, I'll give our fans a lot of credit. Yeah, they may have went for cover, but they're still here. Might have thrown in a towel on this one, right? Jew again squares to bunt, and he gets it down fair in front of the plate. Only play is at first for Opitz, who throws there in time. And now time is called by the home plate umpire Clyburn Rondon. And I think he wants to confirm whether that ball hit Jew in the box. Perhaps it was a foul ball. Perhaps it hit him as he was running out of the box, which would result in an out. Talking between the mound and first base with his partner Jared Molman. Somebody's going to be unhappy. And it's a foul ball. And Lance Reimel, South Bend skipper, is out. He said that ball hit him outside of the box. He wants the automatic out. The runner to return to first, but I don't think he's going to get his wish. So the runner back to first. Jew back to the plate, a 1-1 count. Is it 0-2? Okay, an 0-2 count. Yes, he did bunt through the first one, didn't he? Sorry, the meteorological nerd in me is excited about this passing weather front. Two strikes on Tommy Jew. Will he square again? He does. And he fouled it off. He tried to bunt that pitch. It ran inside. I'm not sure if he fouled it off or if he bunted through it and the ball hit him on the arm. And Tommy's saying, how can I bunt that pitch? Patrick Anderson's asking the same thing from the third base coach's box. So Jew is retired. Chiefs could not get the bunt down. With one away, here's Todd Lotz. What remains a one-run ball game. Look out, and the first pitch runs up and in and grazes Lotz. That ball was up near the face. Peyton Evelyn, the Chiefs trainer, out immediately. And Todd says, I'm fine. That was a very quick trip for the Chiefs head athletic trainer. They're now at first and second with one out for Waylon. Chiefs trying to create some separation. It is a 3-2 ball game. First pitch. This is wide for a ball, 1-0. Wright has been a little erratic here in the eighth inning. And that will bring Casey Opitz out to the mound to have a word. Our front office staff, by the way, wearing their bright orange barrels T-shirts, are stationed by the tarp. Just in case, there are some brave souls starting to return to their assigned seats, the seating bowl. Most of the folks in the right field picnic area, they just turn their umbrellas the other way and stuck it out. Good for them. 1-0 pitch. It's inside for a ball, 2-0. We took on some water here in the booth. It's all right. We'll tend to that later. Meanwhile, the 2-0 to Whalen, a swing and a comebacker, a one-hopper. Throw goes to second out there. Pertuz will not throw to first. It's a fielder's choice for Whalen. Just a little one-hop comebacker off the end of the bat. Was not hit with a whole lot of pace, and that made the difference. Wright was unable to get two. He does get the one. With two away, here's a dangerous L.J. Jones. And if you're the Chiefs, this is who you want up, right? On the corners with two away. Mentioned it earlier, Jones leads the team in pretty much every major offensive category. Batting average, hits, total bases, doubles, homers, and ribbies. That's pretty good. And he hit his eighth home run in the fifth. One of the go-ahead variety. Baseball, really, at the end of the day, right, as you work into situations like these late in the game, it's really just risk-reward, right? You kind of break this down from South Bend's perspective. It's a one-run ball game. You could walk around Jones and load the bases and face Osvaldo Tovelin, who is 1-for-4. But then, of course, if you do that, you then put an additional run in scoring position. A single from Tovelin could score a pair. So there's a lot of moving pieces to this puzzle. First pitch misses low for a ball. It's 1-0. Scouting report on Jones. He punishes the fastball and backup sliders. Also, not a good idea. No pitch, misses down and away, two balls and no strikes. If you can execute a breaking ball, you might be all right. But again, goes back to risk-reward. If you throw a spinner up there, Jones may hit it over the fence. 2-0 delivery, that one down, 3-0. How aggressive will Wright even be here? Set, rests the glove, belly button high, the 3-0. Now he threw him a fastball strike. Just above the belt, 89 on our radar gun. It's like the rain has subsided. That's good news. On the 3-1 LJ, and it missed down and in, ball four. Chiefs have loaded him up for Osvaldo Tovelin. Chiefs by a run. Tovelin could give them some much-needed insurance. First pitch to Tovelin, a strike in the outer third. In the ninth, yeah, some dangerous bats looming. Pertuz, Piñango, and Casey, 2, 3, and 4. In their order. Right ahead, the one strike pitch is fouled away. Nothing in two. And time called prior to the 0-2. Tovelin needs a few extra seconds. It's probably not a bad idea. He's back into the left-handed box. Wright has his sign, the 0-2 home. Breaking ball low, Tovelin did not look particularly tempted. 1-2 now. bases loaded, two outs, a 3-2 Chiefs lead. The 1-2 home. A grounder foul tapped towards the Peoria dugout. A lot of guys sitting down, trying to stay dry at the moment. Meanwhile, everybody up on the top step in the Cubs dugout. Good battle brewing. Right set. Another 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, base hit, left field. Chiefs get one. Streaking to the plate and scoring is Waylon. And it's 5-2 Peoria. A pair of insurance runs from Osvaldo Tobalee. Just what the doctor ordered. Chiefs needed a knock in the worst way to create some separation with the meat of their order due in the ninth. And Tobalee with two strikes delivers and now passes the baton to Tyler Reichenborn. First offering, a strike called, nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 from Wright. Bounced a breaking pitch. Nice stop by Opitz. He just smothered that ball. One and one, the count on the Chiefs left fielder. He's 1-for-2 tonight with a walk. Next pitch is line foul onto the concourse. A lot of folks gathering up there. Hope everybody's all right. One and two, the count. Right. To the plate. He gets a swing and a miss to end the inning, but the damage done. A two-out, two-strike single from Osvaldo Tobalee, and the Chiefs now lead 5-2. Peoria looking to snap their five-game losing skid and their eight-game losing streak against the South Bend Cubs. We could do it in the ninth. Keep it right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
He needs to get three outs. Bertuzzi, Piñango, and Casey, the scheduled batters for South Bend. Away we go in the ninth with a wild cut and a miss from Bertuzzi. Count 0-1. Abiam, 2 for 3, a pair of singles. He's also caught stealing this evening. Takes a breaking ball strike, slider. Count nothing and two. Reno wasting no time. Next pitch is spoiled foul. Bertuzzi just reached the bat out there and fought it off. We'll see at least another two-strike delivery. This one hit deep but foul down the right field line. 94 from Granillo. We saw him as high as 98 in the eighth inning. Right-hander has his side from Soto. The next pitch again fouled away. Five, 7-0 for our Chiefs. 2-4-1 for South Bend. Playing the ninth inning. Here comes the 0-2. Outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Right-hander looking for out number one. Instead, a deep drive to left. Reichenborn at the wall. He leaps. And he hauls it in. What a grab by Reichenborn. But that ball was ticketed for the left field berm. Tyler had other ideas. Takes away at least extra bases. Perhaps even a round tripper. Big first out with Pinyango stepping in. First pitch from Granillo in the dirt. 1-0. Here's the next one. Slider, that one missed high and away. 2 balls and no strikes. Wind blowing in from right center at the moment. Perhaps it made a difference. Look out! A 2-0 comebacker nearly took off the head of Granillo. A line shot rocket in the center. And oh, my goodness, just glad that everybody's all right. Screamer from Pinyango. Brings Casey to the plate. Perhaps more importantly, the tying run now moves to the on-deck circle. First pitch to Casey, a foul tip into the mitt. It's nothing and one. Modest lead for Pinyango. The next pitch, it trickles past Soto to second. Goes Pinyango. He's now in scoring position. Kind of a tough angle for us. So we're obviously stationed behind home plate. Hard to tell if that ball bounced out in front of Soto or if he just kind of clinked that one. 1-1, an awkward cut and a miss. Casey, check swing, perhaps a little bit of self-defense in there and a ball that ran up and in. It's now 1-2 on the youngster. 5-2 Chiefs, one away here in the ninth. Next pitch, wrapped on the ground, foul towards the Peoria dugout. It's an L.J. Jones scrambling. Chiefs, their only win against South Bend this season came back in June. They rallied from a 4-1 deficit to win 7-4. 1-2 pitch, a called strike three. Casey goes down looking. He's dispatched for out number two. It'll be up to Luis Verdugo. First pitch in the dirt. Just down and away, ball one. Reno peek at second now. The next pitch, that one up. 2-0. Hitters count. We'll see how aggressive Verdugo is. He takes one wide. Just missed outside to move the count to 3-0. Perhaps a tying run will get an opportunity. 3-0. There's a strike. 3-1. Neo works exclusively from the stretch. There is a runner aboard at second. The 3-1 misses high for ball four. I don't go anywhere just yet. Tying run of the plate in the form of Casey Opitz. He is 0-2 with a walk. He's battled some injuries this year. Love to leave his mark on this South Bend club. First pitch to him. A cut and a miss. Looked to be a little tardy to the party. 0-1. One more night game tomorrow, by the way. Daniel Palencia against Wilfredo Pereira. Good matchup on paper. Well, one delivery runs up and in. A ball on the strike. Now, the guy on deck, Jonathan Sierra, has had our number. He's a dangerous batter in the on-deck circle. Love to keep him standing there. Meanwhile, Levi Prater quickly working in the Chiefs' pen, a left-handed thrower. 1-1 serve. That one's high. Two balls and a strike. Here comes Edwin Moreno, wasting no time. Well, we have a moment. Quickly check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Go around the Midwest League. Cedar Rapids 4-2. They knock off Beloit tonight. Everything else is final. West Michigan 5-0 over Wisconsin. Lake County 4-2 winner. They double up Dayton. Pair of postponements as well. Lansing, Fort Wayne washed out. Great Lakes and Quad Cities washed out. Moreno back to his perch in the first base dugout. 2-1 the count on Opitz, the tying run. Chiefs lead at 5-2. Here's the next delivery. It's inside, ball three. Grenillo has his sign from Soto. The next offering is lined into left center, a base hit. Piñango around third. He will score. Streaking for third and beating the throw is Verdugo. Opitz keeps this one alive. It's now 5-3. The tying run is at first. The go-ahead run comes to the plate in the form of Jonathan Sierra. Talked with Brendan King, their broadcaster, earlier this week. He said, Sierra's a fifth outfielder because of how good everyone else is. Well, this guy's a stud. And he will predictably not get the opportunity to face the right-hander. He'll face Levi Prater. So a lefty-lefty confrontation set up for when we return. Don't go anywhere. Chiefs 5, Cubs 3. Tying run is at first. Peoria Chiefs streaming network. It's Julie Call to the Pen. Levi Prater is on.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Jonathan Sierra about ready to dig back in. A pinch runner now aboard at first. That's Scott McKeon. That could be significant. First and third, two away, a 5-3 Chiefs lead. First pitch from Levi Prater, a knee-high strike. It's nothing and one. Prater will be asked to get the last out of the ball game. He does not have a decision this year. A 5.04 earned run average. He's looking for his first save. Now is as good a time as any. One strike swing and a foul back. Got a big chunk of the catcher, Soto. It's nothing and two. Plate umpire Clyburn Rondon gives Soto a little extra time. Cubs are down to their last strike. Chiefs trying to hang on and not only beat the Cubs, but beat Mother Nature. Showers in the eighth, but not enough to deter our Chiefs. Two delivery misses down and in one and two. Not enough to deter these fans either. Still plenty of folks in the ballpark, a lot of them standing on the concourse, staying dry. Pray to the left-hander. Long peek at first. Now the 1-2. Low for a ball. 2-2. This is serious stuff, isn't it? High wire act right in front of our eyes. Tie and run at first. Chiefs by two. The 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? He did not. Fills the count at 3-2. The runner at first, McKeon, will be on the move with the pitch, and that could be significant. Prater, the left-hander, fires a 3-2. Called strike three. Chiefs hang on. They snap their five-game skid and their eight-game skid at the hands of the South Bend Cubs. 5-3 the final. What a job by Zane Mills. The Peoria starter surrendered two runs in the first. He did not budge the rest of the way over seven innings. 5-3 the final. The Chiefs win it. First win in this series. And they're third on the homestand. Peoria improves to 34-51. The Cubs drop to 48-37. South Bend, they maintain their position atop the West Division standings at 14-5 in the second half. Chiefs improved to 6-13 with the win. Those are the footnotes on a 5-3 Chiefs win. Brendan Howe will wrap it up fully the other side of this break. Post-game show. Brendan Howe coming at you momentarily. That does it for me. Cody Schindler saying good night. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. Kick off your weekend on a high note. Chiefs win it 5-3 the final. We'll talk to you tomorrow. At least I will talk to you tomorrow on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Post-game show still to come.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell,
your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
That is how you get it done. High wire act at the end of the game, but Peoria holds on. They pick up the 5-3 win over the South Bend Cubs. Their first win of the series. They snap an 8-game losing streak against South Bend and a 5-game losing streak. Overall, they get the job done tonight. They hang on down the stretch for the victory. They improve to 34-51 on the season. 6-13 in the second half with the loss. South Bend drops to 48-37, 14-5 in half number two, and they hold on to a now 1-game lead in the Midwest League's Western Division. Let's jump right in. South Bend, a 2-0 lead after one inning. They did not score again until the ninth. Zane Mills was masterful tonight. And South Bend, that home run came from Yohendrick Piñango, a 2-run shot, to give the Cubs a 2-0 edge at the time. And then the Chiefs would answer with a run in the third off a Todd Lott RBI single following a walk from Tommy Jew that set the table in the inning. That made it a 2-1 game. It wasn't until the fifth when the Chiefs would then strike back. L.J. Jones, a 2-run blast, his 8th of the season, second in as many nights, to put the Chiefs in front after a Brady Whalen double would give way to Mr. Jones. He has been dynamite at the top of the Chiefs lineup. He's been in the 3 spot, the cleanup spot, the 5 spot. Wherever he is, he sees a pitch he likes every single night, it seems like, and he drove one out of here, a no-doubter, 107 miles an hour off the bat from L.J. Jones. Scalded that one out of here. It gave the Chiefs a 3-2 lead at the time. They'd add some insurance in the 8th. 2-run base hit from Osvaldo Tobalin after being 1-for-4 in the ballgame. He came through in a large way down the stretch. And those insurance ones would prove to be huge as South Bend put a rally together in the ninth inning. A base hit from Yohendrick Piñango. That got the Cubs their first base run of the inning. A walk from Luis Verdugo, followed by a base hit from Casey O'Pitts. He would then be pinch run for by Scott McKeon. And then a pitching change would call upon Levi Prater to try and lock down his first save of the year. He fanned Jonathan Sierra in a lefty-lefty matchup. And that ended the festivities here tonight. All in all, a successful night for the Chiefs. They pick up a much-needed win. Certainly a confidence booster tonight. Dressed as the Orange Barrels. That usually means proceed with caution. That's exactly what the Chiefs were trying to warn South Bend of. They came charging back in the ninth inning, but Peoria hangs on, and they pick up the 5-3 victory. They do it on 7 hits. They did not commit an error. South Bend, they pick up 6 knocks of their own. 1 error in the ballgame, and the Chiefs, they get their first victory of the series. South Bend had a chance to lock up a series victory tonight. That will be pushed off until tomorrow. First pitch scheduled for 6:35 then. We will do it one more time, a couple of more times this weekend as we approach Saturday, Sunday. We hope you can join us right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Before we jump out of here tonight, let's give you a look at the pitching line. Zane Mills, talk about him for just a quick second. He was marvelous tonight. By far his best outing of the year in a Peoria uniform. 7 innings, 2 runs. He allowed just 4 hits. He walked 2 and struck out 4. A lot of soft contact from Mr. Mills tonight. He was marvelous here tonight at Dozier Park. A big part, perhaps maybe the largest part, with the exception of L.J. Jones, that the Chiefs picked up the win tonight. Andre Granillo out of the Chiefs' bullpen allowed just 1 run in an inning and 2/3 for him. The second inning was a little bit more rocky than the first. But then he gave way to Levi Prater, who only needed a 1/3 of an inning on the box score. That was all the Chiefs hoped that he would need. And he got the job done by whiffing Jonathan Sierra to wrap up the festivities here tonight. Once again, Chiefs improved to 34-51 on the season. And we'll give you a look at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. West Michigan 5-0 winners over Wisconsin. That certainly helps out South Bend as they drop the contest today. Lake County 4-2 over Dayton. Cedar Rapids 4-2 winners over Beloit. Lansing and Fort Wayne was postponed, as well as Great Lakes and Quad Cities. Those two games will be made up tomorrow, July the 16th. They will play a double dip on Saturday. That will do it for us tonight. That concludes our coverage of Game 4 of our series. Game 5 set to come your way tomorrow. We will do it at 6:35 right here from Dozer Park. The Chiefs will give the ball to Wilfredo Pereira. South Bend throws Palencia at us tomorrow. See if the Chiefs can duplicate this effort here tonight. Once again, the final 5-3 for the entire Chiefs media staff and for Cody Schindler. My name is Brendan Howe saying thank you for watching and so long from Dozer Park. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 6:20 pregame show, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.